be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, from the 8th chapter of St. Mark, Jesus said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come a long way." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these men with bread here in this desolate place?" How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? The crowds had been with our Lord for 3 days, listening to his teaching. And now, after 3 days, Jesus says to his disciples, "I have compassion on them because they have nothing to eat." And the disciples reply, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" Well, you and I, as we sit in church this morning, are certainly not in a desolate place. We are privileged to worship in a church building which, in its beauty, speaks to us of the beauty of God's whole creation, which brings to our mind God's wonderful creative work, also his work of salvation, and his work of gradually conforming us to the image of his Son. And this is a beautiful summer day. So you and I, as we sit here this morning, are not in a desolate place. But as we think a bit further about a desolate place, I'm sure that all of us could come up with plenty of reasons for thinking of the world we live in today as something of a desolate place. I won't bore you by reciting all of the causes of why we might think of this world as a desolate place. And that is only the world that is outside us. There is also in many of us a desolate place, a place of fear, a place of anxiety, a place of uncertainty, a place troubled by illness and the prospect of death. So, like the people there with Jesus, who had been listening to him for 3 days, it can be said that you and I too are in a desolate place. It is hard at times to see how God's never-failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and earth, as the appointed prayer for this Sunday, which we heard just a few moments ago, says. But I'd like to call your attention to some luminous words of a Christian who lived about 300 years ago. His name was Jean-Pierre de Caussade. And this is what he had to say: "All that is done in us around us and by us conceals the action of God. If we could pierce the veil, God would show himself to us without ceasing, and we should realize his actions in all that happens to us. To each thing we should say, "It is the Lord," and we should find in every circumstance that we had received a gift from God. We should consider all creatures as feeble tools in the hands of an all-powerful craftsman, and should easily recognize that we lack nothing, and that God's continued care gives us each moment what is good for us. Let me read that for you once again. All that is done in us, around us, and by us conceals the action of God. If we could pierce the veil, God would show himself to us without ceasing, and we should realize his actions in all that happens to us. To each thing we should say, "It is the Lord," and we should find in every circumstance that we had received a gift from God. We should consider all creatures as feeble tools in the hands of an all-powerful craftsman, and should easily recognize that we lack nothing, and that God's continued care gives us each moment what is good for us. More simply put, in the words of David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In the miracle recorded in today's gospel, God in his Son, Jesus Christ, pierced the veil and revealed himself as the one whose never-failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and in earth. There in that desolate place, the Lord Jesus was able, with 7 loaves and a few fish, to still the hunger of 4,000 men. And when they had all eaten and were satisfied, there were 7 baskets full of leftovers, a witness to God's superabundant goodness, to his never-failing providence, which orders all things, both in heaven and earth. Here the veil is lifted. Here we see Christ Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth, the rabbi, as the one who is the Father's only and eternal Son, through whom all things were made, and who continues at every moment to hold all things in being. And so we rejoice in this miracle which reveals the superabundant God. But we need to realize that it was not only there in ancient Palestine that God in his Son Jesus Christ performed a miracle. God also performs a miracle every Lord's Day. The people had listened to Jesus' teaching for 3 days, and then Jesus supplied their hunger. We come here every Lord's Day, this day called the Lord's Day, because it is always the day of the Lord's glorious resurrection. And like the disciples, we hear the voice of God in the lessons from Holy Scripture. And as that teaching is applied to us through the words of the sermon. And then the miracle. Back then, the Lord Jesus took 7 loaves and a few fish to still the hunger of thousands. Today, the same Lord Jesus, the ruler of all things in heaven and earth, upholding the universe by his words of power, takes simple bread and simple wine, and in a great miracle of love, feeds us with the body he gave into death for our sins, and with that holy blood which cleanses us from all sins. Or as the ancient hymn has it, earth and sky and stars and ocean, by that blood from stain are free. Just as our Lord multiplied the loaves and the fish for the hunger of thousands, so through the hallowed bread and cup, he feeds us with the bread of life, the cup of salvation. And we marvel. As is said in that wonderful communion hymn, human reason, though it ponder, cannot fathom this great wonder, that Christ's body e'er remaineth, though it countless souls sustaineth, and that he his blood is giving, with the wine we are receiving. These great mysteries unsounded are by God alone expounded. It is doubtful that the crowd of the 4,000 actually saw with the eyes of their body the multiplication of the loaves and fish. And you and I do not see the body and blood of the risen and ascended Lord in the sacrament. But we know that they are there because Christ himself, who is the Word of God, who is the way, the truth, and the life, says so. And whatever Christ's word says, it causes to be. And so we give thanks. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.